Justin O'Connell Breakfast Show. Weekdays, when you wake up, on Absolute Radio.
This is Christian O'Connell. Next week, I'll have a co-host on The Breakfast Show. Some competition winner called David Tennant. Doctor Who? Never heard of him.
Hello, podcast people. This is Richie, the executive producer of the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. And welcome to Friday's podcast. There's a reason that I'm here and Christian's not this morning. And that's one reason and one reason only. That is because it's his wife's birthday this weekend. I'm not at liberty to say her age. I don't think even Christian is. But the reason there's a lot of thought going into it is because I know it is a landmark birthday. And I don't think it's the 30th. But anyway, that's not for us to discuss right now on the podcast. So what is in your podcast that you download today? Well, I was told about 60 seconds ago what was in today's podcast. And because I have the memory of a fish, it has escaped me. So I'm going to shout out now to another voice that you're going to hear on this podcast for one of the first times. And that's the assistant producer here on the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, Martin Lee. Martin, remind us, what's in today's podcast?
First up, David Tennant.
Right, yes. At 10 to 10 this morning on the show, David Tennant decided he would wake himself up and talk to Christian. The significance of this is because he is co-hosting The Breakfast Show. He's in residency next week from Wednesday morning. He promises he's going to be in for the whole show. But you'll get details of that when you hear that phone call on the podcast in a minute. Also on the podcast,
We called back Ian.
Ian. Who is Ian, I hear you ask? Ian is a person that we met on the show for the first time yesterday, Thursday morning. We sent him to go and see Bon Jovi at a secret venue. Turned out to be the O2. Not very secret. But Ian's a special guy, and you'll find out why when you hear his chat with Christian on the podcast. There was something else. And it is this attention to detail that brings you this show every day. Yes, you can't cheat. It's been going now since Monday morning. It's Christian's Google Proof contest for £5,000. You need to get all five questions right to win the £5,000. So far, only one question has been guessed. We're on question two at the moment. You can hear some of the wrong answers on the podcast. Have we cleared everything now?
Yeah, more than enough.
Perfect. Yeah. Have a great weekend. It's going to be a big week next week. Obviously, DT with us from Wednesday. And in the show on Monday morning, it's Russell Brand. Here's the podcast.
Christian O'Connell's Choice Cuts on Absolute Radio.
Hey, listen, congratulations, then. You've picked up some work in America. You've got a big American pilot, I see.
I've got a pilot I'm off to do in a week or so, yeah.
And you're a young buck of a lawyer?
I am, a lawyer who has stage fright in court.
Are you called Rex?
I'm Rex.
You've got to do the accent.
I do, yes.
Can we hear any early...
Unfortunately, it's too early in the morning.
I knew you'd say that. You do realise this is what it's going to be like all next week. How's the American accent going? Well, how are you doing there?
That's a very good Irish, but the American...
I'm tuning it in. Give me a couple of minutes. Hey, howdy, partner. So you're going to get up there in the dock.
That's good. Maybe you can give me some lessons next week.
Oh, don't worry. We've got plenty of time for that, me, you, DT. And where in America is this lawyer going to be from, just so I can practice my accent over the weekend?
LA, I think.
And how are you? Excited about Doctor Who being on next weekend?
I'm very excited about that, yes. Very.
I hear it's
that.
Terrifying.
It's quite. Yeah, but it's a good scary, you know. Just the right amount of scares.
And what are you up to this weekend? You're going to get some sleep? You've got a big weekend, or...?
My dad's birthday. Celebrating my dad's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. Your dad, who's had a cameo in Doctor Who as well, isn't he?
He has. He was Agatha Christie's butler.
Isn't that great? If you are Doctor, you've got to get your dad a little bit of work as a cameo role. Stephen Merchant put his dad in the second series of The Office, so I think that's a lovely thing to do for you. What are you doing with your dad over the weekend?
A bit of fireworks.
Cool, you know, he's only splashing out iron. One of those free displays up near you. What's it about the Scots? Free firework display.
And, I think he gets involved in the... it's somewhere. Don't worry about it. It's a thing, special firework.
Oh, I see. It's a private firework display.
Not quite, but, you know.
Yeah.
He runs it. My dad tends to run things. He doesn't get involved.
Leona Lewis performing it afterwards in David's large estate.
That's right. She's in the basement. We keep her in the basement.
Yeah, and are you looking forward to co-hosting the show next week?
I can't wait. I'm very excited, yes.
And what time are you setting your little DT alarm clock?
I don't know. What time do we have to be there?
You need to be... Well, when we had that lunch, bearing in mind we'd had a couple of drinky pieces, well, you said you'd be in at 5:30, but I can't believe that's going to be
Listen,
true.
If you get in at 5:30, I'll be in at 5:30.
You're going to be here at 5:30?
Of course I will.
What are you like at 5:30 in the morning? All sort of hissy and...
Perky.
Oh, that's worse. I'd rather
perky
you,
and
I'd
ready
rather
to
you
go.
Moody in the corner, not looking at any of us.
No, I'll be all pumped.
But the thing is, you know, when you go and get on a TV set, you have a lot of people and flunkies around you to make sure you're all right. It's just me, Richie and Martin. There's no one else here.
Clearly you've not read my radar. I'm expecting a staff of 5 or 6.
Five or six. Okay, yeah. Well, we can work with 5 or 6. And tea or coffee, what do we need to have for you?
Always coffee. Thanks. Always black coffee.
It's Christian O'Connell with David Tennant.
No, it's the David Tennant Show. Featuring Christian O'Connell.
what about the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with special guest, unemployed actor David Tennant?
Well, I don't think that's what your listenership are expecting.
Okay, what about the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with special guest David Tennant?
I think it's the David Tennant Show. Christian O'Connell. To be honest, we don't even need to mention your name. You can just be... You're like my Brian.
That means I don't work on the Breakfast Show at all. Told you we should have got that young guy who's a new Doctor Who. You know, that's who we need here. DT.
Yeah.
I'll see you next week.
I can't wait. See you at 5:30.
5:30. That'll be there for one morning. There we go. He gets there for like 7 o'clock. Let Christian do the first hour to warm them up. DT, have a lovely weekend. We're looking
and
forward
you,
to
mate.
It. Take care.
Yeah,
wish your dad happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
I hope Leona Lewis is great and Westlife will
Thank
perform
you.
There.
Bye. Joyce Katz on
Absolute Radio. So how was it last night?
Oh, Christian, it's fantastic. Cheers for that. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
So where was it? Because we weren't even allowed to know. All I know is it was a secret location in London.
I didn't know straight off. I arrived there and then we'd gone to a boat, went all the way down the Thames and sort of stopped off at the O2 Arena.
That is a secret location. The whopping great O2 Arena. Have you been there before?
I haven't. No, first time. It's amazing.
It is. It's a great venue, that place. That is the best music venue in Europe. I think it's great there. So were they playing the big arena?
No, it's a very small location upstairs. As you said, about 300 people inside. They're really close as well. I was probably about 8 feet away from John and Richie and the rest of the band. It's amazing.
Fantastic. Well, listen, so how long are you back in the country for before you have to go back out to Afghanistan?
I've got the rest of the 2 weeks, and then I go back for the end of my 3 months.
So are you going to be out there for Christmas?
I certainly am, yeah.
My word, how does your wife feel about that? She's only just got your back safe and sound, and you've got to say goodbye in 2 weeks.
I know, that's what makes my wife extra special, that she copes with all that while I'm away, especially with the children and everything.
And whereabouts are you serving when you go back out there? Where will you be in when you go back to Afghanistan?
Back to Kandahar.
Tough week out there this week, isn't it? And it's another young lad lost his life yesterday on top of the 5 that were killed on Wednesday as well. It just seems to be so tough out there. Do you, if you're honest, do you feel nervous about going back out there, or is this what you do?
It is just the job that you do. You can't sort of think about all the dangers all the time.
What will you be doing Christmas Day then, while your wife Sarah's back in this country? What will you be doing? Will you be working? Are you out on patrol, or...?
I will be out on patrol. I've got 26 sort of men under me, and I'm hoping to dress up in a Father Christmas outfit and give them some presents on Christmas Day, which I haven't told them about yet.
Have you got the Father Christmas outfit?
I haven't yet, no.
Right, well, listen, we'll get all your sizes, right? We're going to sort you out your Father Christmas outfit. And then also, you need 26 presents, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And are these all men?
They are all men, yes.
Okay. And so what would be a good gift for your boys out there? What do they really want when they're out there?
Little food parcels. Just the things that you miss back at home, like pot noodles, crisps.
So basically, they want to live like students.
That's right, yeah.
Pot noodles, crisps. I'm writing all this down. So listen, please don't spend a penny on getting these 26 presents. We will get the 26 presents, okay? Somehow we'll get them for you, okay?
Oh, brilliant.
So we've got 2 weeks to get these before you go back out there.
Fantastic, Christian. That is,
I'm pretty sure people listening will want to help out and donate something for these 26 prizes for your men. Listen, Ian, you know, on behalf of everyone here at the station and everyone listened to the show yesterday, so many texts, so many emails, so many people have said to me how much they loved hearing you on the show yesterday. And you need to spend every single minute with your wife now, but in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to give you a call and I'll tell you that we've got your Father Christmas outfit. I reckon we'll probably have a few more than 26 presents. I don't know. But we'll catch up with you before you go back out there, Ian, OK?
Christian, that's fantastic. I really want to thank the whole public for their whole support to the forces out in Afghanistan. It's a big boost to everybody out there and the job that they do, and they know that the support is out there.
Christian O'Connell's Choice Cuts on Absolute Radio.
Here is the second question. 7, 9, 18. What's next?
I've got 162.
You think the number that's next, 7, 9, 18, you think it's 162?
Yeah.
And why do you think it's 162?
It sounds strange, but it's between 7 and 9, the difference is 2. Times that by the 9, you get 18. So then I've got the difference between 9 and 18 is 9, and times the 18 by the 9 is 162.
Richie's just chalked this up on the whiteboard in the studio. So what have we got up there then, Rich? John's...
As I understand it from John, so the difference between the first two numbers is 2. So if you multiply 9 by 2, you get 18, which is the third number.
Yeah.
So he's then gone with the difference between 9 and 18 and multiplied 9 with 18 to get the figure 162.
Exactly.
John?
Yes.
What do you do for a living? You've obviously got a very, very, very analytical, sharp brain.
I run a logistics operation.
This competition has been designed to be Google-proof, but maybe not logistics-proof. I cannot believe this, but John...
Yeah.
...is completely wrong. Boy, I feel good. It's Nick's on line 2. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Christian.
7, 9, 18. What's next and why?
15. It's the numbers around the dartboard in equidistance.
Anyone help you with this?
Colleague at work.
You got a dartboard at work?
No.
We have a dartboard in the studio. You've seen it on the webcam or anything?
No.
Nick! It's the wrong answer.
Christian O'Connell's Choice Cuts on Absolute Radio.